7 out of 10 proctologists recommend listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
You threw a cheap shot, and it went right on my head.
Well, she's back, folks. She's really becoming one of our newest and most favoritest humans. Amber McLean is back in the house. AmberMcLean.com. Amber is spelled with an R-E. Ambra McLean. That's M-C. And Amber was so close to winning some kind of funky competition on CBC. And if you listen to this little tune, you'll figure out why. Amber McLean cranking it out in the background.
You're just a sweet talking lover.
That's right, folks. Amber McLean is here, just recently a national finalist in CBC's Searchlight, the hunt for Red October. I mean, for Canada's best new artist, Amber McLean. Hi, Amber McLean.
Hi, dear Marshall.
You know, I've been bragging about you lately to various people.
You have.
And I think you should do Humble and Fred show. Okay. They have a little radio show that you should do. We've sent some people over there
you
recently.
Haven't.
Yeah. Wonderful. And I went and saw you at a little vault.
In
1 King Street West, and it was literally a vault, and it was you and a couple of other girls. Incredible talent. Sarah Hiltz, another former guest on our show. Sarah is very musically intricate and very textbook. And that makes it sound boring, but what I mean is she's like a university music graduate type person.
She is.
What am I trying to say? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I do. I know exactly what you're trying to say.
And then what's the other girl's name that was on the other side of you?
Abigail LaPelle.
Abigail brought the minor chord, little darkness, think it through, a little sarcasm, mm-hmm. right? And I love that, right? She's got and a unique, right, thing.
Yeah.
But I've told everybody, you are the consummate professional. You are the one that has a little bit of everything. You can pull anything out of your hat at any time. You are a very good entertainer.
Thank you.
Very good entertainer.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just thought I'd suck up
it's
at the beginning of the
interview. A huge compliment coming from you. Thank you.
So, what's next now that it's no longer CBC, whatever the heck contest that was?
Well, I'm in the throes of recording a new record right now. So it kind of took a backseat. That Searchlight thing took 3 months of my life. It was a lot of work.
Okay.
It was a lot of work. So we're in the middle of recording the next CD. We're making a big move in 2 weeks. Oh my gosh.
Like physically moving your living place
from
where to where?
Well, I've been living in our church / home studio in Kentbridge, Ontario, which is just outside of Chatham.
Right.
And so we've been living there for a year.
Did you just drive from Chatham?
No, I actually drove from Guelph today, but I'm driving back to Chatham after.
Oh my goodness! Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank me.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, whatever. Okay, so moving to.
To Guelph.
Okay.
Which is where we're kind of living the last decade. And in order to get the studio up to par and recording standard, we had to live there to do it. So
right.
It was kind of painting and renoing morning, noon, and night. And
nice.
It's pretty much done now.
Nice.
So we're
going
to go home.
Listen, I don't want to talk anymore.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good line. We should put that in a country song.
I will write that.
I don't want to talk anymore. You say it best when you say nothing at all, which means shut up, woman. Amber McLean on the Drew Marshall Show. What are we going to do first, Amber?
What am I going to do for you? I think I'm going to play a song that I wrote with my mom.
Oh.
It's not a nice song.
No?
No, it's a nice song.
Okay.
I was wrong. Oh, oh, I was right. I was right. I was right. Would you let me go? And try as I might, I still don't know. Such a fool, waiting for him to come on home. I have waited with bated breath, and now I'm feeling so lonesome. Man, I feel like such a fool, waiting for him to come on home. But I can't no more, no, I can't no more, no, I can't wait anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amber McLean on the Drew Marshall Show again.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, Bonnie Raitt here in studio.
That's a compliment.
Man, can you get some gravel out of that voice.
Thank you.
Usually that takes a lot of whiskey. I'm just it's from
well,
my experience.
It is 4 o'clock.
Okay, so as far as you, you being multi-talented, multifaceted, multi-level, multi-layer, all that kind of stuff.
I come here every Saturday.
Well, no, but it's a gift, but it's a curse, I think, as far as branding and marketing and fitting into categories that where people can describe you efficiently enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, I think it is. It's funny. I met a musician that I completely admire yesterday, and I was giving him two records to listen to.
Is this Donovan?
No, I admire him too. The first time I met him.
Do we
him,
not
was
all admire Donovan?
Embarrassing.
He was sorry. Hold on. First time we've got three stories that are happening
yes,
right now.
Okay.
Let's stay with the first one.
Yep. First one is every record I do is different. So I've got a jazz record. It's mainly piano. I've got this last record that I did, which is it's a live house concert album, so it's very acoustic. And then the first track you played was off of the record and before that, which is very bluesy and gritty. Mm. So I have all these influences, and I blame my parents for giving me all this wonderful music to listen to. Mm. But I just find that I tend to fall into whatever genre very easily because I just kind of immerse myself in it. So this new record that I'm recording right now has a little bit of everything, though. There's piano, there's folk, there's a little bit of jazz, pop, and but it'll all be cohesive. But we're trying to just make it all one me,
nice.
I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, let's gossip about Donovan.
Let's gossip about Donovan.
Well, I forgot. Why did I just forget his last name? Donovan.
Woods.
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 So listen, folks, if you've been listening to our show for the last number of months, the music talent has gone up substantially, and I blame Amber for this because Amber and Preetam have pointed out guys like Donovan. Mm-hmm. Woods, who was – it was just fantastic when he was here. Scarlett Jane,
yes.
Also.
Yeah.
I saw them perform at your Tuesday night chick gig in
and
Guelph.
And you have them in here
and
now
we had
too?
Them on our
lovely.
Show. Yep. And I don't know. There's some other people. But, Yeah. So let's talk about your Donovan story.
My Donovan story. When I first moved to Guelph, I'd met some musical friends, and they were saying, you really should come out to this place, and these are where the musicians play. And there was a show going on that night, and it was Donovan. And I knew the name Donovan. My mom was a big Donovan fan, you know, in the 60s. And so this is Donovan Woods, named after Donovan, apparently. And I went to see him, and I was completely blown away. I was awed by his musicianship, by his intricate playing, by just his general overall sensitivity to the crowd, and I completely platonically fell in love with this boy, musician. So I met him at a show at an after party actually, and I had one or maybe two beers at the time, and I was a little giddy. And I decided to profess my...
Only takes two?
I might be changing the story. this is live radio, don't embrace it.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, I had a little more, and maybe a little more amber. And I decided to profess my musical love to him. And went on and on and on. And he glazed right over it. You know Donovan now.
Yeah.
Glazed right over and kind of went, well, that's great, Miss McLean. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. And then I ran into a mutual friend a few days later, and he said, I don't know what you said to him, but you scared the beep out of him. And so when I finally was, a few years later, I was able to share a stage with him, and I you know, recalled this story, and he remembered it very well and said that I was an Uber fan that night.
I've done the same thing, and I bring it up almost every time I talk with him, with Bruce Coburn.
Oh, wow.
It was just an embarrassment.
My mom
did
the same thing.
With Bruce Coburn?
She swooned in front of him.
Yeah,
did you
swoon? No, I didn't swoon. I just, I tried to get all deep, you know, conversationally with him while he was having breakfast up in the Blue Mountains in Australia. And
yeah, but what a place to see him. So why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
really?
Well, it's just, you know, she's like, shut up now. Go away. Go away. So,
but it's the biggest compliment. Yeah. But at the same time, I think, you know, I'm sure Bruce Coburn and Donovan Woods hear stuff like that often.
They do. And so do I. People just say that stuff to me too much. It takes a lot more drinks, though, for people to say that stuff to me. Amber, let's do another tune,
okay.
Can we? What's the next song that you are going to play for our audience?
I'm going to play for you. I think I'm changing my mind as I speak.
That's 4 hours every Saturday you've just described.
You change your mind as you go? Is that what happens?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to sing...
Squirrel!
You.
Sorry.
Squirrel. I know what I'm going to sing. Do you want to hear a story really quick?
Uh-huh.
A very good friend of mine moved to New Zealand looking for her home. She was from a town and didn't think that was her hometown, and she moved away, and 4 months after she moved, everybody in her life contacted her and said, what are you doing? We miss you. We want you to come home. But she'd committed to this, you know, year and a half long trip and realized that her home was where her heart and her friends and her family and her kind of her, you know, fan base was. And so she ended up staying out the trip and didn't tell anybody when she was coming home. So I wrote this song called Welcome Home, excited for when she would come, and she just wasn't telling anyone. So I went out and decided I'm going to play it for the public. I don't care. So I went out to play it that night. And no word of a lie, 2 minutes before I started playing, she walked in the door.
No!
Yeah, completely walked in the door. So
way cool.
This is called
way
Welcome
cool
Home.
Story. Folks, on the Drew Marshall Show, Amber McLean.
Been a hell of a long time. I go over in my mind the things that I might say when you are standing right beside me. I'm gonna wanna pick you up, but we both way too big for that. I'll have to settle myself down, keep my feet upon the ground where they are now. I'm gonna wanna touch your thoughts so I can see all that you see, so I can know all that you know, so I can go where you have been. Tell me all your favorite parts. Tell me any way you wanna. Tell me, did you mend your heart like you left us all to do? Like only yesterday, but one that feels so far away. Now time has come and done its work. We are older and wiser and turning to touch your hair. The only thing that really stayed with you through those 7 years, only when you pull it back, can be raw underneath. I hope you found the room to move. Hope you found the space to breathe.
Amber McLean on the Drew Marshall Show. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so listen, I want people to support you, to buy your stuff, to go to your gigs, to get CDs. I'm trying to drive home the message as hard as possible. Support our local Canadian talent, because we've got some crazy stuff happening here.
Amazing.
Right here. So how can people creep on you?
People can creep on me through Facebook and Twitter and AmbreMcLean.com. Coming to shows, telling your friends. I have a free record for giveaway on AmberMcLean.bandcamp.com. And if you like the album and you want to share it with as many friends as you want, go ahead, put it on your Facebook and just share the music. That's really...
And this is your latest CD that I have in my hand?
That is the latest full recorded album, yeah. I have a live one after that, but...
Nice. Murder at the Smokehouse.
Yes.
I just love that.
Sounds dark and terrible, but it's a Murder of Crows.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. I totally get it. I saw a very cool Murder of Crows at Stonehenge, all propped up on top of the rocks.
Wow.
It was a little eerie, just going to say. Okay, so I just want to play something here.
Okay.
Wait, you know what this is already?
Yes, I do. The bootlegged version.
This is the bootleg version. Listen. This is Amber and the Loop Machine. That's her voice. Everything you hear is Amber looping through a loop machine. Freak show. Seriously. I would let that roll, but I can't. We're running out of time here. So I took my daughter to this concert, and she was just gobsmacked, as the Aussies say.
Amazing.
When you pulled that little stunt out of your hat. So well done. Well done.
Well, then I changed my last track. We should do a loop song
yeah, to go out
there's
with.
A tricky truth. There's a tricky truth on the record there, actually.
Okay, and it's...
And it's a full loop. Yeah, it's a live loop that I recorded.
Okay,
so.
Track five, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Track five. All right, well, listen, we've got our next show kind of up and coming and ready to go here, so want to be respectful of our next gig. So while this tune is playing, let me again tell you about Amber McLean, A-M-B-R-E, McLean, M-C-L-E-A-N.com. Amber McLean. I have a feeling she'll be back again. I also have a feeling that I will be calling her and getting more artists out of her connection, a little black book, to perform on our show. You have a show?
May 3rd.
Well, tell everyone
I'm
about
sorry,
it.
I'm sorry, I totally forgot.
You
oh my
the
gosh,
same
I
thing
did
last
this last
time.
I know. May 3rd in Hamilton at the Pearl Company.
Okay. It's May 3rd, Hamilton Pearl Company. What
at
date
8
is that?
It's a Friday.
A Friday.
It's a Friday night.
Okay. All right. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Amber, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
Back.
Always a pleasure.
I'm so glad we got that in, that little,
yeah, me
little
too.
Blurb.
Me too.
This is Amber McLean taking you out. And folks, again, as usual, I have no idea who's on my show next week. It's written down somewhere, but I always forget. But if you want to find out, you can go to our website, drewmarshall.ca. You can sign up for our weekly email updates. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all the usual stuff. We'll post everything you heard today up on our site for your listening pleasure by the end of this week. We're Canadian. We'll get around to it eventually. We're not too fussed about things. Tim, just a special thank you to Tim for all the lovely work you do on our show.
Nice
I make fun
man.
Of you as much as possible, but that's because that's how I love, okay? That's how I love. Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor. If you're slow, please move to the right. Bye-bye. The truth in a hole in a lie. Left to die. In a hole in a wall in a lie. The truth in a hole in a lie. Tricky, tricky truth. Always getting through. Caught us way the light of day. Oh, oh. Tricky, tricky truth. Always getting through. Caught us way the light of day. Oh, oh. Left to die. In a hole in a wall in a lie. Truth in a hole in a lie.